It's so wonderful to start this Gaudete Sunday out seeing everybody all dressed in rose. It really is an incredible thing to get into the spirit of the day. If you asked most Christians what virtue they wish they had more of, I am willing to bet the biggest Christmas tree at Prince of Peace that they would say patience. It's always demoralizing to realize that our most fervent prayer seems to be serenity now as we get mad that we're not patient enough. And here comes the church, a wise mother, who gives us an entire liturgical season dedicated to waiting. During Advent, we're told to wait and to watch and to pray. With all of the seers and sages, prophets and patriarchs of old, waiting for the desert of our souls to blossom with new life given by the dew of the Spirit. We find ourselves rocked from time to time by our lack of patience. The more we want, the greater our desire, the more intense our impatience, even for good and holy things. And on this Gaudete Sunday, as we admit our anxieties and our wishes for the future, the praying church commands us to rejoice again and again, even when we thirst and hunger for the fulfillment of the deepest desires of the human heart. James tells us, "Be patient until the coming of the Lord. Make your hearts firm until the coming of the Lord." Advent is a time of surrendering ourselves to the loving providence and wisdom of God, who knows when to supply our needs and how. And He will come, not a moment too soon and not a moment too late. He knows what He's about, and He knows what is best for us, and He gives us this special time of Advent to trust Him. Now, you know, one of my favorite saints is St. Francis de Sales. You know, he talks about that patience which is most pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. You know, often we can bear with trials when we can at least keep our dignity in check, right? Like the soldier wounded in glorious battle, or when we suffer for the name of Christ, or when we're cast down and God raises us up triumphant. But what about those more prosaic, ordinary opportunities for patience? You know, the ones which nobody notices, right? And the ones which we find the most annoying. A really patient servant of God is as ready to bear inglorious troubles as those which are honorable. A brave man can easily bear with contempt, slander, and false accusation from an evil world, but to bear such injustice at the hands of good men, of friends and relations, it's a great test of patience, isn't it? As St. Francis de Sales writes, "Just as the sting of a bee hurts far more than that of a fly, so the injuries or contradictions we endure from good people are much harder to bear than any others. But it is a thing which very often happens, and sometimes two worthy men who are both highly well-intentioned annoy and even persecute each other grievously. Be patient. not only with respect to the main trials which beset you, but also under the accidental and accessory annoyances which arise out of them. If any trouble comes upon you, use the remedies which God supplies you. Not to do this is to tempt him, but having done so, wait whatever result he wills with perfect resignation. If he pleases to let the evil be remedied, thank him humbly. But if it be his will that the evil grow greater than the remedies, patiently bless his holy name. When I first read this, I wanted to go up to St. Francis de Sales and strangle him. I'll tell you the truth, right? This is so hard, right? He goes on to tell us to follow St. Gregory's advice. When you are justly blamed for some fault you have committed, humble yourself deeply and confess that you deserve the blame. If the accusation is false, defend yourself quietly, denying the fact. This is but due respect for truth and your neighbor's edification. But if after you have made your true and legitimate defense, you are still accused, do not be troubled and do not try to press your defense. You have had due respect for truth. Have the same now for humility. These are very difficult things to put into practice, right? You know, so often something happens to us, somebody wants to talk trash about us or, you know, just make up stuff, right? And then we get angry, we get upset, we're like, let me tell you a thing or two, right? And St. Francis de Sales and St. Gregory remind us that, okay, defend yourself and then let it go. In the final analysis, the only opinion that matters is God's, right? And God loves you, and you were made in the image and likeness of God. So who cares what another human being thinks? I know it's not easy, right? Sometimes you have people that they're actually afraid to come to church because they're afraid of what other people will think, right? But what if someone, you know, talks about me or judges me or whatever, and I get it? So, well, tell them to go to confession, and I told them to do that, okay? St. Francis goes on, bear in mind that the bee, while making its honey, lives upon a bitter food. And in like manner, we can never make acts of gentleness and patience or gather the honey of the truest virtues better than while eating the bread of bitterness and enduring hardness. And just as the best honey is that made from thyme, a small and bitter herb, so that virtue which is practiced amid bitterness and lowly sorrow is the best of all virtues. How many times something absolutely just nuts and awful like happens in our life, right? And we think, okay, obviously I'm doing something wrong or God hates me or whatever the thing is, right? But that is not the case at all, right? God is giving us that trial in order to take that bitter, nasty, horrible event, person, place, thing, whatever it is, right? And make something incredibly beautiful and sweet out of it, right? Gaze often inwardly upon Jesus Christ, crucified, naked, blasphemed, falsely accused, forsaken, overwhelmed with every possible grief and sorrow, and remember that none of your sufferings can ever be compared to his, either in kind or degree. And that you can never suffer anything for him worthy to be weighed against what he has borne for you. Consider the pains which martyrs have endured, and think how even now many people are bearing afflictions beyond all measure greater than yours, and say, of a truth, my trouble is comfort. My torments are but roses as compared to those whose life is a continual death, without solace or aid or consolation, borne down with a weight of grief tenfold greater than mine. It's so hard. But those roses are given to us by God with the thorns. Because if we truly want to be disciples of Christ, then we're going to follow Him in everything. Right? Everybody wants to follow Christ in glory and triumphant majesty, but they do not want to wear that crown of thorns. Because it hurts. But that's how we get the imperishable crown of glory, by persevering to the end. The true way to joy, that way to rejoice in this Advent season, is to wait upon the Lord, to cultivate patience and humility. And then the oasis in the desert will be ours.